On today's show, the finalists for the 2019 North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year were announced. Audi shows off a working prototype of its passenger drone, and we'll take a look at more reveals from the LA Auto Show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. The finalists for the 2019 North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year were revealed. On the car side, the Genesis G70, Honda Insight, and Volvo S60 and V60 made the final cut. The utility finalists are the Acura RDX, Hyundai Kona, and the Jaguar I-Pace. And the Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra, and Ram 1500 are the finalists for Truck of the Year. The winners will be announced at the Detroit Auto Show in January. Earlier this year, Audi, along with Atal Design and Airbus, revealed their vision of a passenger drone called the Pop-Up Next. It's an electric, autonomous vehicle that can seat two people. Plus, it's also modular. The cabin has been designed to attach to the aircraft or to a car. So once the flight is complete, the cabin can lock into a car chassis to finish the trip on the ground. And now the companies will show off a working prototype this week during the Amsterdam Drone Week. While this seems like science fiction, Audi says it's convinced flying taxis are on the way because more and more people are moving into cities. And it believes this technology will help move people around cities more conveniently. Speaking of Audi, it revealed the concept version of its new electric performance car, the e-tron GT, at the LA Auto Show. It looks like the automaker hopes to win customers over on styling because, like the e-tron SUV, the numbers aren't all that impressive. Audi expects a range of about 250 miles, which is pretty good, but that's with a lithium-ion battery pack larger than 90 kilowatt hours. Chevy and Tesla already match and beat that with much smaller packs. And also, with two electric motors producing about 600 horsepower, the e-tron GT should accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in around 3.5 seconds. Still good, but I think this shows some automakers have a way to go before they can catch up with the leaders in the EV segment. And while I wish the designers would have been more clever finding a way to tie the styling to the rest of Audi's lineup without a big useless grille, overall, I think the car is really good looking. We'll take a look at more reveals from the LA Auto Show right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
After teasing the vehicle for the last couple of weeks, Kia finally took the wraps off the new Soul. The styling has been updated and its wheelbase and overall length have been slightly increased, but there's no mistaking it as anything other than a Kia Soul. Two engines are available, a new 2-liter four-cylinder that's mated to a 6-speed manual or a CVT, and a 1.6-liter turbo inline four-cylinder with a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission is also offered. An all-electric version will be available. It's powered by a 64 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery, but the company didn't announce its range because it's still under testing. The new Soul goes on sale sometime during the first half of next year. And Kia's parent company, Hyundai, introduced an all-new midsize crossover called the Palisade. The 3-row CUV rides on an all-new architecture, and its only engine option is a 3.8-liter V6 with direct injection that's mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. The setup cranks out 291 horsepower and 262 pound-feet of torque. All-wheel drive is also available. On the inside, it features a 10.25-inch touchscreen plus a 12.3-inch screen for the center instrument cluster. And to make access to the third row easier, you just need to press a button once on the second row seats to fold them up. Every model comes standard with its suite of driver assistance technologies. The Palisade will be built in Korea and will hit dealerships in the U.S. next summer. Coming up next, Jeep makes its triumphant return to the pickup truck segment.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Mercedes has updated the AMG GT sports car. It's hard to notice any differences, but there are a few tweaks here and there, and the lighting more resembles the AMG GT four-door coupe. Interior enhancements include a 12.3-inch instrument cluster and a 10.25-inch infotainment display. New to the lineup is a more track-focused R-Pro version, which gets improvements inspired by the GT3 and GT4 racing cars. The suspension has been optimized and now features more lightweight components. There's a host of carbon fiber parts and pieces, which not only makes it lighter, but also improves aerodynamics. More weight is saved through the use of ceramic brakes and forged wheels. At 585 horsepower for both the R and R Pro models, engine output is also up slightly as well compared to the old car. Well, the wait is finally over. Jeep took the wraps off its new pickup truck, the Gladiator. Its styling is based on the Wrangler, but the grille slots are a bit wider to help with air intake due to its increased towing capacity. At launch, it's available with a 3.6-liter V6 that produces 285 horsepower and 260 pound-feet of torque. It comes standard with a 6-speed manual, or an 8-speed automatic transmission is optional. In 2020, a 3-liter V6 diesel will be available. It cranks out 260 horsepower and 442 pound-feet of torque. The diesel is standard with the 8-speed automatic. On the inside, customers can choose from a 7 or 8.4-inch touchscreen, and that includes the fourth generation of FCA's Uconnect infotainment system. The new Gladiator goes on sale in the second quarter of 2019. And best of all, there's already more than 200 parts available from Mopar to customize the truck. And for more about the Gladiator, be sure to check out Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Scott Talon, Jeep's marketing director, and Mark Allen, the head of Jeep Design, will be talking with John and Gary from the LA Auto Show about the new pickup. So tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv, to catch that show. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.